Hello everyone, welcome to Let It Out with Precious. I'm still your very host, Precious. And I know it's been a long time. Yeah, so sorry about that. Okay, so today I'm going to be discussing some thought with you, sharing some thought and focus on a particular topic that has been on my mind for a couple of days now. And the topic is vision. Vision. I know many people, you know, speak of having vision, having plans, having dreams. I want to become this. I plan to have this by this certain age, and so on and so forth. But really, what is vision? So that when discouragement comes, when failure comes, how do you attend to it because of that vision? Here we are. Now, vision can be defined as a strategy, as a setting towards achieving a goal. It's a landmark. It's something you hold on to know that, okay, this is where I want to be, and you know, and this is how I'm going to walk through it. This is how I'm going to make sure that I achieve my goal. This is what I want to do at a certain period of time. This is what I want to do at this particular moment. Guess what? So I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite characters in the Bible called Moses. Now, so Moses' mother gave birth to a vision. Obviously, we know who the vision is when we're talking about, and that is Moses. Now, despite the fact that there was a law that all male child be killed, Moses' mother decided that a child is going to live. And now, this is me saying to you that you might have a setting that is saying that that particular dream and vision you have is not going to work. But determination, that is one thing Moses' mother had. Determination in your heart for a particular vision is one way to success. So she decided that the Moses is going to leave. And what did she do? Determination is one thing. Walking towards determination is another thing. She decided that, okay, she was going to keep him safe for some certain period. And at some point, she was unable to. So she decided that, let me put this child at the river, you know, praying and hoping that favor will come for someone to take care of the child, knowing fully well that only a particular set of person, you know, passed through the river, which also is called Pharaoh's daughter, or the rich men, or the elite. I'm very sure she will have an idea that just the elites, you know, take their bath or whatever in that river. Now, determination is one thing, like I said. Walking towards determination is another thing. When walking, she discovered that there was no way for her to secure our vision, our child. She decided to pray and hope. So you might be going through a lot of things here, and you might find out that you are not having everything that you wanted. You might find out that you've been expecting so much. You might find out that you've been praying for so much great things, but yet it's not happening the way you want it. Why you build on determination? Why you walk on that determination? Don't forget God. Because it's one thing for Moses' mother to keep him at the river. It's another thing for Pharaoh's daughter to take the baby. What if Pharaoh's daughter wasn't there? And maybe one of those evil people who wanted to kill the male children and all that saw the baby. So, even... Hello everyone, welcome to Let It Out with Precious. I'm still your very host, Precious. So today I want to talk about an important topic called getting up. There will be times when you feel that there is nothing for you to do. There will be times when doubt will crowd your mind. There will be times when you feel that you want nothing. There will be times when the world will bring you a platform of you being a failure. And there will be times where there will be no one there to help you confront that doubt and fear. What do? You have to get up and speak to it. Speak to the fears, speak to the challenges and say, this is what I'm going to do. And I am a daughter of a king and I'm going to act like one. You might feel that you have nothing to offer to the world, but yeah, I am telling you that you have so much inside of you that the world is waiting to see. You carry a power. You have power to do, to manifest, and to be what you have always dreamt you want to be. We all have the power to dream. And you have me say all the time that the world only gives way to those who know where they are going. And if by chance you don't know where you are going to, oh my goodness, if you don't know your dream, others will hire you to achieve theirs. So this is a time you need to get up and understand what you're made for. This is a time for you to get up and begin to walk in the identity that you are supposed to. Stop dwelling in failure. Stop sitting and sulking in your room, thinking that, oh, I have nothing to do. I have nothing to contribute to the existence of the world. Oh, I cannot achieve this. I cannot achieve that. No, get up. Get up from that pain. You've dwelled on it so much. And what has it helped? What has it done to you? You've dwelled on that heartbreak so much. You've dwelled on that business you lost so much, on that money you lost so much. You've dwelled on that pain so much. Get up and begin to act on the next item. Being and living in your identity. The greatest men in the world today, when you ask them, they will tell you that at one point of their life, they have encountered failure. I tell you that failure is not an identity to anyone. Failure is only a step into having a success story. Before you can speak of the words and opposite, you must surely have a word to get the opposite. And failure is even more deeper than being an opposite. It's a leading, a step you must take. If truly you must understand what success is, it's a step you must take. If truly you want to understand what success is, so stop dwelling in the path of, oh, I'm a failure and I have nothing to offer. You are not. You are the son, the daughter of a king. Act like it, walk in it, and be like it.